A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Brothers and sisters, no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. There are different kinds of spiritual gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different forms of service, but the same Lord. There are different workings, but the same God, who produces all of them in everyone. To each individual, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for some benefit. As a body is one, though it has many parts, and all the parts of the body, though many, are one body, so also is Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, slaves or free persons, and we were all given to drink of one Holy Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven, and whose sins you return are returned." The Gospel of the Lord. So today is a special day because we celebrate Pentecost Sunday. And Pentecost Sunday is special because it marks the birthday of the church. It was on this day when the Holy Spirit descended on the disciples through their preaching that the church was born. So we celebrate Pentecost Sunday as the birthday of the church. Of course, with the celebration of Pentecost, the Easter season also comes to an end. We will now go back to ordinary time and we'll be looking at the life of Jesus in general, like his teachings, the lessons that he left for us. But of course, we must also remember that Pentecost was and still remains a Jewish feast. Pentecost was connected to Harvest Festival. But it was incorporated into the Christian religion because during the celebration of one particular Jewish Pentecost, something remarkable happened. And the account of that is what we have heard in the first reading, whereby the disciples who were still afraid of going out of the upper room where they celebrated with Jesus the Last Supper, for fear of the Jews, they were still living in that particular room. Of course, they were also awaiting the gift of the Holy Spirit as promised by Jesus. But we have heard in the first reading what happened. There was this strong wind that came upon that house. And tongues of fire descended from the ceiling and rested on each of those disciples. Then they were empowered by the Spirit. They opened the doors, those same people that were afraid, and started preaching. Their preaching was unique because we have heard Pentecost was a pilgrimage feast, so it really drew so many people, Jews from all over the world. Those that were living even in diaspora came to Jerusalem to worship. But when these disciples were preaching, the preaching was being translated into different languages for the people that made up the congregation. And they started wondering, how is it that we are able to understand these people in our own different languages? How is this possible? That was the power of the Holy Spirit. The first reading actually devotes two full verses mentioning the different people that were there at the first Christian Pentecost. But the Holy Spirit united all these people in one faith. With that, the church was born. One faith embraced by different peoples, different languages. Up until now, the Catholic Church or the Christian religion is still embraced by people from different backgrounds, people who speak different languages, people from different cultural backgrounds. They still unite under one faith. What happened at this first Christian Pentecost is a reversal of the curse of Babel. When we read the book of Genesis, we read about the Tower of Babel, whereby human beings, when they thought they were technologically advanced, they were full of themselves, and they decided to defy God. They embarked on a selfish project of building a tower that reached the heavens, perhaps with the idea of overthrowing God. And they kept on building and building. Other sources that are not recorded in the Bible, they say they built for over 40 years. And the structure went so many miles up. But then something happened. The project failed. Not because the people did not have enough resources, but it was because of language. All of a sudden, they started speaking different languages. So they couldn't communicate to proceed with the project. The book of Genesis, which describes the different beginnings of so many things, actually uses that as the origin of different languages. You know, the book of Genesis tries to answer, why do we have this? How did human beings come about? How did sin come about? How about death? How did death come about? So the story of the Tower of Babel in Genesis chapter 11 tries to answer this question. How is it that people speak different languages? It came about when human beings were trying to compete with God. And then their language was confused and they spoke so many languages. Now at Pentecost, we see that curse being reversed. The people that were separated, that failed to complete this project because they spoke so many languages, are now being united with the coming of the Holy Spirit. The disciples, one preacher, could be heard in different languages. And now, when we talk about the curse of the Tower of Babel, how the project failed, it's not just a linguistic problem, but it's also a moral problem. The fact that people speak different languages just talks about the division that is there between human beings. As I spent 10 months here in the United States, now, there is still one thing that still amazes me when I think about this country. And it is the fact that I'm told there are over 3 million people in this country. And everybody speaks English. For me, that really amazes me. Of course, I've been told that I haven't traveled maybe enough within the United States. When I travel down south, I'm told there is an accent. Or when I travel maybe to the northeast of this country, there's also another accent. But still, we are still talking about English, American English. And this amazes me because of my own background. I come from a small country compared to the United States with 22 million people. But I grew up speaking my mother's language, and then I learned the national language, and later on learned English. Even after speaking English in Malawi, I come over here, I have to relearn English because I no longer have to call a zebra crossing, we have to call it a crosswalk. I now have to call petrol gas. So you know that there are different languages all over the world. But still, how is it that over 3 million people in the United States speak one language? And I'm saying that because Malawi being a small country, if I travel like 4 to 5 hours from my hometown, I would be in an area where I don't even understand the language. And this is a small country. Of course, still talking about the United States, apart from the language, we still notice that when it comes to politics, now Americans speak different languages. Here, I think even if I were to stay here in the United States, even for 5, 10, 15 years, I still wouldn't understand the politics. Politics in the United States is very complicated. If, for example, if I were to ask you, now that I'm a visitor, for me to understand American politics, which news channel should I listen to? So you can see there will be different suggestions, different proposals. The aspect of speaking different languages is not just linguistic. The Holy Spirit at Pentecost united people. People from different backgrounds. All of them left aside their differences and focused on one faith, one mission. And that still is what we should pray for. Because the Holy Spirit is still active. Pentecost is not just a historical event. It is something ongoing. We also receive the Holy Spirit when we got baptized, when we got confirmed. Let us cooperate with the outpouring of the Holy Spirit so that like the disciples who received the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, at the first Christian Pentecost, we too may fulfill our role as Christians and continue with the same mission. I believe in one God, since God endows us with the gift of his own life by imparting the Holy Spirit, let us come to him with prayers inspired by the Holy Spirit. Let us come to him alive and free in the divine presence.
For all who have been signed and sealed with the Holy Spirit, that this church may be united as one body made of many parts. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the peoples of the world who do not know God, that the Spirit of truth proclaimed to every nation may indeed renew the face of the earth. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the outpouring of the Spirit of peace, that men and women who may know the forgiveness of their sins, we pray to the Lord. For all who are discerning their direction in life, that many will follow the path of service to God's holy people as priests, deacons, religious, or lay leaders. We pray to the Lord. For this community gathered by God, that the Spirit who makes holy our Eucharistic gifts may strengthen and refresh us. We pray to the Lord. For those who are sick or suffering in any way, that the Holy Spirit comfort and aid them, especially those included in our parish family prayer tree. We pray to the Lord. For the souls of the departed, that they may be made perfect in the life-giving Spirit. We pray to the Lord.
Father, O powerful, receive these prayers from a people made one by the Holy Spirit, who always dwells within us, through Christ our Lord.
I'm gonna sing till the Spirit moves in my heart. I'm gonna sing till the Spirit moves in my heart. I'm gonna sing till the Spirit moves in my heart. I'm gonna sing till Jesus comes. I'm gonna sing till
my Jesus moves in my heart.
Sing till
my Spirit
moves in my heart.
Oh my Jesus. Oh my Jesus.
Moves in my
Jesus.
goodness, we have received the bread we offer you, which you have given and not made it to become for us the bread of life. Blessed be God forever.
Pray now, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that as promised by your Son, the Holy Spirit may reveal to us more abundantly the hidden mystery of this sacrifice, and graciously lead us into all truth, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. Lift up your hearts.
And lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For bringing your Paschal mystery to completion, you bestowed the Holy Spirit today on those you made your adopted children by uniting them to your only begotten Son. This same Spirit, as the Church came to birth, opened to all peoples the knowledge of God and brought together the many languages of the earth in profession of the one faith. Therefore, overcome with Paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise. And even the heavenly powers with the angelic host sing together the unending hymn of your glory as they acclaim, indeed holy, O Lord, and all you have created rightly gives you praise. For through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, by the power and working of the Holy Spirit, you give life to all things and make them holy. And you never cease to gather a people to yourself, so that from the rising of the sun to its setting, a pure sacrifice may be offered to your name. Therefore, O Lord, we humbly implore you, by the same Spirit, graciously make holy these gifts we have brought to you for consecration, that they may become the body and blood of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, at whose command we celebrate these mysteries. For on the night he was betrayed, he himself took bread, and giving thanks, he said the blessing, broke the bread, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it. For this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and giving you thanks, he said the blessing, and gave the chalice to his disciples, saying, take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith.
We proclaim your death, O Lord, and profess your resurrection until you come again.
Therefore, O Lord, as we celebrate the memory of the saving passion of your Son, his wondrous resurrection, and ascension into heaven, and as we look forward to his second coming, we offer you in thanksgiving this holy and living sacrifice. Look, we pray, upon the oblation of your church, and recognizing the sacrificial victim by whose death you willed to reconcile us to yourself, grant that we who are nourished by the body and blood of your Son and filled with his Holy Spirit may become one body, one spirit in Christ. May he make of us an eternal offering to you, so that we may obtain an inheritance with your elect, especially with the most blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with blessed Joseph, her spouse, with your blessed apostles and glorious martyrs, and with all the saints, on whose constant intercession in your presence we rely for unfailing help. May this sacrifice of our reconciliation, we pray, O Lord, advance the peace and salvation of the world. Be pleased to confirm in faith and charity your pilgrim church on earth with your servant Leo, our Pope, and Paul, our Archbishop, Eusebio and Frank, our auxiliary bishops, and all the clergy, and the entire people you have gained for your own. Listen graciously to the prayers of this family whom you have summoned before you. In your compassion, O merciful Father, gather to yourself all your children scattered throughout the world. To our departed brothers and sisters, and to all those who are pleasing to you at their passing from this life, give kind admittance to your kingdom. There we hope to enjoy forever the fullness of your glory, through Christ our Lord, through whom you bestow on the world all that is good. Through him, and with him, and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
At the Savior's command, and formed by divine teaching, we now dare to say,
Amen.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your
spirit. And as we celebrate Pentecost Sunday, let us take a moment to offer each other the sign of peace.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Grant us
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb.
Oh,
Let us pray. Our God, who bestow heavenly gifts upon your church, safeguard, we pray, the grace you have given, that the gift of the Holy Spirit poured out upon her may retain all its force, and that this spiritual food may gain her abundance of eternal redemption. Through Christ our Lord.
A few announcements, please. On Thursday, June 4th, immediately following St. Benedict's 6 o'clock Mass, Father Parrish will host our initial listening session at the St. Benedict School cafeteria. As we continue building our parish family together, all are invited to participate in this important conversation as we prayfully reflect on the question, what opportunities and challenges exist for our parish family? All parish offices will be closed on Monday in observance of Memorial Day. In celebration of the solemnity of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus, our parish family is offering special events and prayer opportunities, including the consecration of the United States to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, Archbishop Etienne's pastoral letter, and a special Mass on June 12, 6 o'clock p.m. at St. Alphonsus, followed by Eucharistic adoration. In light of this celebration, our regular First Friday adoration for June will be transferred to June 12th. Mark your calendars, our parish family barbecue is just 7 weeks away on July 12th, Sunday, 12 p.m. at St. Alphonsus. We hope to see you there. Register your kids for our parish family vacation Bible school at St. John, happening August 10 to 14. For more details, you will see more details by picking up and reading the bulletin. There will be no coffee and donuts today. Lastly, we invite everyone to stay after Mass as we conclude the Pentecost Novena with Father,
Colombito.
Colomiso. Father, we give a brief presentation on the fruits of the Novena, followed by a concluding prayer. Thank you.
So I would like to wish all of you a very happy Pentecost Sunday. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Bow down your heads for God's blessing, and to the following petitions, please respond, Amen. May God, the Father of light, who was pleased to enlighten the disciples' minds by the outpouring of the Spirit, the Paraclete, grant you gladness by his blessing and make you always abound with the gifts of the same Spirit.
Amen.
May the wondrous flame that appeared above the disciples powerfully cleanse your hearts from every evil and pervade them with its purifying light.
Amen.
And may God, who has been pleased to unite many tongues in the profession of one faith, give you perseverance in that same faith, and by believing, may you journey from hope to clear vision.
Amen.
And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down on you and remain with you forever.
Amen.
Go forth, the Mass is ended. Alleluia, alleluia.
Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.
Obvious time, you know.